Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to My Dad Wrote a Porno, The Footnotes. We are gathered here today in memory of Bella Ridley. How are you guys?
I'm great, yeah.
Good. I hate you.
Well, what do you want me to say? I think she had a good innings.
She was 23. Actually, how old is she? We don't know her age.
Oh, yeah, that is a good point.
She died as she lived, being well annoying.
Alice, I don't think you reflect the views of the world. There's a lot of people upset.
I'm joking. I'm being glib. I'm trying to hide my emotion with humour.
Stop smiling.
People deal with it in different ways.
Guys, she might not even be dead, but let's just park that for now and pretend that she is.
Well, he also killed off Dick Van Dyke, lest we forget.
By accident, we presume. I don't think that was a vendetta.
I think he just assumed that a 90-odd-year-old person wasn't with us anymore, which is, kind of fair.
That caused ripples, though, didn't it?
It did, and someone made the point, if this book was written around the time of podcast one, then he thinks Dick Van Dyke's been dead since 2015.
Yeah.
Why has he been thinking about it so much?
People have been obviously wanting to pay their respects, and the tributes have been flooding in.
This is so weird.
I'm going to start with William Gordon, who's written Bella a poem. G for gin, T for tonic. Your voice was truly demonic. While I'd rather be shot than hear your voice, sounds like something you'd write, Alice. For a bosom gal pal, there's no better choice. And even though Alice doesn't give a shit, you're always in our hearts, you absolute half-wit.
That is beautiful.
Isn't it?
And in many eulogies, you get the word shit used.
There's another poem here, actually. Mm. From Saul, all the way from Cape Town in South Africa.
Oh, get Saul.
He wants us to come and do a live show there. Anytime, Saul. You sort it out, we'll be there.
It's really the logistics that hold us back, Saul.
Bella, the girl who got fingered by many a fella. Oh. Her voice wasn't great, but her tits did shake. What she lacked for in class, she made up with her tight ass. Rhythm needs work. She was a valued member of Cock. She really did rock. I hope she has a lot of fun.
What an unusual stanza style.
A lot of fun where?
In heaven.
In heaven.
It does sound like a party, to be fair.
Sometimes it's the emotion that comes through rather than the writing abilities.
And, it isn't just these lovely sentiments. People are kind of sharing their memories of Bella, what they are going to remember for years to come.
Reminiscing, which is actually, a lot of people always say they want their funeral to be a celebration of their life.
Yes.
Not a kind of dwelling on their really quite gruesome death.
P.K. Wells has said, my favourite memory is when they visited Forster's of Knightsbridge and she ate 2 bacon sandwiches and drank 4 bottles of champagne while spending about 2 months' salary on a horse riding outfit that she neither needed nor wanted.
Oh, classic Bella.
That was a classic Bella moment.
Sums Bella up to a T. Who's going to inherit the horse riding outfit?
Yeah, surely Belinda, that'll be left to her.
When they sell her estate, when they sell all of their belongings, that's all she's going to own. How could she afford anything else?
Yeah, that and a box of Special J. And I think that's all she's got.
I like to think that maybe that horse riding outfit will one day find itself in a Planet Hollywood or something.
On a mannequin.
Yeah.
Or just behind the reception. This is nice from Lysia. Her overriding memory of Bella will always be this. Bella wearing a wedding dress as a guest at Giselle's wedding. Who else could get away with it?
She was always so thoughtless, wasn't she?
Yeah,
so incredibly thoughtless.
So very, very thoughtless.
Nazneen said, R.I.P. Bella, may she have an unlimited supply of gooseberry yogurt with papaya slivers up in heaven, along with all the champagne and all the cocos she could ever desire.
That's rather lovely. Red Jonk says, my favourite memory is probably the first time she got her distinct voice. Oh, when she went from being a forgettable extra to being absolutely unforgettable in an instant. More a nod to you, Jamie, than to the woman herself.
Thank you so much. I feel like I really have helped create the character of Bella. It's like it's been a bit of teamwork, me and Dad, you know. Bit weird, maybe, but...
His words, your gall.
Interpretation, gall.
Lindsay said she remembers that moment she was Donna. And will be forever in her heart.
Will that be on the other side of the tombstone? Just in case.
Yeah, it's a flip around. Matthew said, my favourite memory is when she thought she was getting fired because of the faulty key cards.
Oh, yeah.
The key cards got a lot of airtime, didn't they?
Can you imagine that being the sum of your life?
This is quite a good one. Takes us back to happier times. Moana says, R.I.P. Bella, may we never forget that time she stood alone in the cafeteria and sang Christmas carols. A true icon of buffoonery and independence.
I'm warming to her in her absence, actually. It's like Cookie says, always the friend that's a little too drunk and not in on the joke. R.I.P. Beautiful.
Beautiful!
Claire's of the opinion that she'll open one eye and screech, got ya! You all thought I was dead. How long after the event? Haven't they all left the scene of the crime?
That's why they used to have bells next to gravestones, wasn't it?
But not because it was a joke, because they mistakenly thought they were dead. Just loads of people doing a psyche-psych.
Nick has said, it's not a memory, but he cannot wait for Ghost Bella to make an appearance later in the book. Oh, my God. Can you imagine her ghost voice?
I mean, Belinda's got a direct line to God, so you would think that she could pull some strings.
Yeah. Get her a special seat.
Yeah, or at least an ensuite up there.
I mean, Melissa makes a good point. She says, despite being a total wreckhead and being, well, Bella, she's actually a very conscientious employee. She worries about the key cards, as we've mentioned, doesn't want to disappoint Belinda, and even sees Giselle's hen do as an opportunity to improve her Spanish. So actually, maybe...
Come on!
Maybe she does have more to her than just, you know...
I mean, I'll give you today, but after that, we are not canonising Bella.
Alana's really thrown it back. She remembers the first time Bella met Belinda and told her the importance of a straight thong and showed her...
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah.
Very first time.
And I wonder how many people she inspired to straighten their thong from that day forward.
Yeah, I haven't seen a wonky one since.
I really haven't. Much like Liv, who can't see a London bus without thinking of Bella's wonderful analogy with them and penises. You know, she really has changed the zeitgeist.
Oh, yeah. Adam was as hung as a red London bus. That is a good one. Someone is questioning whether Dad will actually kill her, because Elmira says, I'm with Alice. I don't think Rocky would kill her. She's too beloved. We all need someone to look up to, and any aspiring millennial needs proof that you can be promoted to a key account manager from a measly receptionist position.
I think Elmira's taking my words and twisting them. I don't think I ever said anything that complimentary.
I forgot she used to be the receptionist.
It's quite the rise, actually, when you think about it.
She's had the most character development, dare I say?
Not character development, but, you know, employment.
Ill-advised promotions. Keith, who I presume is sobbing as he types this, says, I have to admit to a fondness for Bella describing her encounter with Sir James Godwin after her jaunt with Clarence and the Duchess after the maze, with the line, of course, he had a quick fumble of my tits and clit. And he says, well, I mean, of course he did. Who wouldn't?
Who wouldn't? Alice? Come on, Bella's great. I'm going to miss her.
I'm really going to miss her.
You, I think, out of all of us, James, I think you have the most affinity with her. You've often said that she'd be one of your actual friends if she existed.
I just think she'd be fun on a night out. She's an absolute hag and she'd just be a good laugh. She's totally herself, makes no apologies for her behaviour. She's just like, you know, this is me, take me or leave me.
I mean, I feel like Jamie could apologise for her on one or two occasions. I don't have issue with her on the page. I cannot stress that enough. I have very little issue with her on the page. She's not the brightest button in the box. No, of course she's not. She's never claimed to be, though.
No,
she never claimed to be.
Yeah, she uses what she's given to her strength. And look at the difference she's made in the world.
Mm.
Yeah, if we could even make an ounce of the change that she's made, wouldn't we feel like it was a life well lived?
Oh, come on. Alice, are you being turned into a Bella lover?
I'm obviously joking. I mean, like, are we absolutely sure she's off?
Well, this is the thing, you know, it's still up in the air. Yeah. She could be fine, but...
Next chapter doesn't really fill you with much confidence, though. Beep, 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 beep. Yeah. Not great.
Catherine says, Dust in the wind. All we are is dust in the wind. Have a cocktail with Nelson Mandela for us, Bella. Leap Lemming says, my favourite moment has to be the flying kick she did onto Belinda during the flight to Texas. What was that?
Georgie simply says, well, Bella, every dog has its day.
Oh, yeah. Throwing it back.
True. Which is, what, of course, what Belinda said to Bella at the wedding.
Yeah. Leah said, and I'm going to mention this because I want to say it again. Not bad for a lad. Do you remember when she said that?
Oh, that was loud.
It's like Back from the Dead, isn't it?
She never truly... As long as Jamie's with us, Bella's kind of with us.
I think we all second Stephen Emerson's sentiment when he says, rest in penis, Bella.
Yeah.
Very good.
Well, we're going to find out really soon, less than a week. Monday, Porno Day is back. We'll find out whether she's dead or alive. I'm thinking dead. James, quick. Dead or alive?
I'm hoping alive. I'm thinking dead.
Okay, Alice?
I'm hoping dead. I'm thinking alive.
We'll see you on Monday, guys.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com. Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.